This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And on the line this morning, we have a former MUT student, Usimpiwe Koniwa, who is going to be sharing with us how men get affected by gender-based violence. Most of the times, we usually speak about women when it comes to gender-based violence. But today, he's going to be talking about when it comes to men, gender-based violence against men. Good morning, Usimpiwe, and welcome to MUT Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, MUT Radio and listeners. How are you?
We're good. And how are you?
I'm very well.
Yeah, over to you, Usimpiwe.
Okay, no, thank you so much for the invite. In fact, you called me off when I was given this topic. I said no, because it's something that happens in our society. There is no need for one to even procrastinate. I'm just glad and need to give head up to MET Radio for thinking and deciding on engaging on such a topic, because it's always overlooked. It's true, indeed, men also face abuse. Not just emotional abuse, because of gender-based violence. Unfortunately, people narrow it to only women. But when we speak of gender, gender doesn't take sides. It's both men and women, but the focus is more on women, because women are able to speak up and be listened by the society. But unfortunately, men can't speak up, because if men start speaking up, they will be called all sorts of names. Mm. They will be called Amadoda Awiki, yo. It's because even if I'm having an argument with my partner, and my partner uyaqala uyangikhomba, uyangiphusha, uthi vele awuyona indodo zongenzani. You understand? Because women also use the power that they have, because they know that first of all they have the support with society, second of all the justice system, it has their full support. So benza noma yini, ngisho sometimes singaba ne argument. We process the argument. I don't just only face the physical abuse, but we push her, we don't. Also verbal abuse, because the moment she insults me and calls me less of man, no good thing getting the mental root of vele. But that emotionally affects me. You're going to have a man, you see, within a short space of time, same thing, and then abuse still three. It's physical abuse, it's verbal abuse, and it's also emotional abuse.
True.
But it's unfortunate that I can't do anything. The best thing I can do is to walk away. And when I walk away, Uti, you are running away from challenges. Why don't you face problems? Obviously, I respect myself enough as a man, and I do understand the level of gender-based violence when it comes to women. And again, into me, it's to maintain my emotions army and to enforce self-control. I have to walk away. But me walking away again, footy, by me finding justice in walking away, we say, moyisu pansi, nakona futhi ngithola ama insults, ukuthi you running away from problems, ngokubaleka njena, ngokucabanga yiyona le leyo nto ezoyiletha solution. So indeed, men do face abuse. And I gqini lapho. Women go to an extent of ukuthi as a indoda eyihlise. You understand? That is also abuse, because okay, there's nothing wrong per se if sizibuka ngokwesintu kwabantu abashadile abazolungisana. Yabo, because it's wrong ngokwesintu into yakho uma uyithanda uyayilungisa. Because you can't isolate to partner wakho from a society. Uphila kwi-society ziningi ilinga ekhona. So umuzi wakho uyawukhondisa, but women tend to misuse le nto le at a wrong stage and phase. Umfana umdlisi, uma usumdlisile sifokase kuwena, mase uyaqala wena, usumbona njengesicefe, uyaqala wena. You see other people abangcono. Usuyaqala ke manje awusamnika isikhathi sakho, usuyaqala you cheating, going all around. Usuyahlanya manje, yabo, because the focus yakhe ikuwena. Akasamcabanga omunye umuntu, you understand? To a point whereby, because one did research on ama causes. We once had a conference in abafowethu eNqanyana for men's conference. We sat down, sabona ukuthi one of ama causes of abafowethu ukuthi bebulala. Statistically, men commit more suicide than women. We discovered ukuthi abantu besifazane bayawadlisa amadoda. Uma sebewadlisile, mase seqala umfana esefaka inzipho, intombazane yaqala ithi hayi ngeke usenesidina manje lo, isiyaqala ibona abanye abangcono. You understand? So umfana mase sethola lokho ukuthi hey, lo muntu lona bese sengiyifake i-focus kangaka, lo muntu lo oyiphakade lami akasekho kumina, the best option ukuthi ngiyibulale. Yabo, and in most cases they end up also killing their partners.
Yeah.
So this thing of gender-based violence, especially when it comes to men, it is very broad because we don't have relevant platforms or we discuss what address. Because even when you go to a police station, the first thing, you understand? That alone, self-esteem, So we really need our platforms where we will sit down and discuss gender-based violence, especially when it comes to men. Men are not my in because they know their powers. Umuntu uzofika emoshele, ne? Bese ngimoshela because obviously when you are genuine and you are good to them, when you take the decision to pull out of that relationship, bebona ukuthi inakho singilahlekelwe ukukhona ngokungekho, they will threaten you ngazo zonke iindlela. So opposed by, they will even do what we call cyberbullying. Thereby they will go on social media and speak wrong and false things about you. You understand?
Yeah.
Because they even go to that extent, knowing exactly what they will have it back up from the society. Yeah, but, and then when, as in daughter, you will end up losing the credibility because of the false information. I will do one or two or three. There is also abuse. You understand? So there's so many forms of abuses. But unfortunately, we don't have the relevant platform to address the abuses. And the abantu besifazane, they always have an upper hand. They always have a support from the society. Let us try now to at least acknowledge the term gender and not just narrow it only on one gender, but also on both genders, both men and both women.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, Simpiwe. Where can people find you on the socials?
My personal account is Simpiwe Babs Koniwe on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Babs is spelled as BHABS and then Koniwe with GONIWE. Simpiwe Babs Koniwe. On Instagram, I am Babs_MC. And again, on Twitter, Babs_MC.
Thank you so much, Babs, for that. I'm sure our listeners at home heard that and will be more supportive towards men when it comes to gender-based violence.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you should just be in mind because I think the main core pillars is to just highlight the form of abuses men face. It's physical violence, it's emotional abuse, it's verbal abuse, even sexual abuse. Even sexual abuse, that is one thing that I forgot. Because me now having William Sigan in cartel, you understand?
Yeah.
I just want to rest. Obviously, Mutuami wants us to be to engage in sexual intercourse with based on some can at least rest and mang vogans of Vogela Gwen. I will get all sorts of insults, Uto, Sutolo Mono, or should Konumudra Gunai, or should to suit tissue and Sawani Lisi, Nivel, Nanana, you understand?
Yeah.
That alone is a sexual abuse. Because in the cinema, you're saying, hey, okay, it's under some, as much as in cartel, but hey, let us have the round, the thing that was within the rest. You understand?
Yeah.
I will end up engaging in sexual intercourse, with a benga tant, you understand?
Yeah.
But that won't considered as a rape. But if mena, umutam
and kalana, exactly,
if it was that other way around, she can even lodge because the moment umuntu ethi no, unfortunately, that is regarded as rape. You understand?
Yeah.
But when the same thing happens to indoctor, that can never be regarded as sexual abuse. You understand? Unaloko ubekwa wonka baba na tiwa ishutkona na usutkona kona. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's so many injustice things that are happening within our society. Ezibulala umuntu wesilisa. Unfortunately, we can't speak out because it's window defela ngaphakathi. You understand? Hence,
yeah,
we have such level of amadoda who commit suicide because they bottle things inside. They can't speak up because they don't have the support from the society. They are labeled all sorts of names if they start speaking up. You understand? So there are a lot of abuses as begun now, you my daughter. Another abuse as begun now is the cyberbullying. Konumfwetu, they found you in a lady's house. Lumfwetu, Lona discovered Uguti in Domazan, Betanana, and I was cheating. So my settle looks in Domazan, Betanana, and I was cheating. Tukutu, in Domazan, city mates. My settle, no, I'm not king, I'm in a meter work. I'm willing to support the baby. I'm not going to get it for any money to take care of your cravings. Because you are not sleeping with me alone. You understand? And seemingly, Lomfana law, mina bengiyikhwapha lomfana ngathi ubukeka ngathi ebeku straight. So ngiyakuzwa ukuthi umithi and I acknowledge that, but for me ukuthi ngigculiseke ukuthi ngane yami after what I found out. Let us do a paternity test. Intombazana ayikufuni lokho. Yenza nje intombazana athatha isithombe sayo ke umfana yamfaka kule this house. Yathi usibani bani bani ungibithisile kanjena kanjena, akafuni ukondla ingane, akafuni ukungikhiphela imali ngeoklinika nananananan. Yabo, amantombazana afika kuwo lo mfana ambiza ngawo wonke amagama lawo. First of all, the reputation yomfana isidentekile. Second of all, his character has been deformed by information akhona futhi engekho substantial. Umfana yasho ukuthi I don't have a problem ngokondla ingane, but I can't commit myself kwinto engingayithembi because uyazi ukuthi ngikubambe wenzani, you understand? Mm. But unfortunately, umfana ugcine eseba abused and the reputation yakhe is at stake because of umuntu wesifazane oyicabangela yena yedwa owaziyo vele ukuthi when I go out on social media and say anything ngisho engekho ngayo lo mfana lona, they won't even look at the cause ukuthi kahle kahle ngabe njalo yileyo nto. Kunalokho bazovele bemnike full support.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.